Back to the book of Ecclesiastes, the book after the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If you'll look with me there, I'm going to say a few things, miss a couple of verses here, try to preach, and may the Holy Ghost help your heart tonight and through the Word, maybe stir your mind to think on some things that the writer wrote. Ecclesiastes book is a man looking at what things are under the sun. I think what it is God did inspire this book. But what he's seen was just out of his eyes. And he's seeing these things as he sees, he writes. This is what his conclusion is of what he sees life is. It's vanity, vexation of spirit. It's a hard thing, he's saying. He said he even hated life at one time in the Scripture. I guess he was had his eyes and mind on the prosperity end of it and saw that ultimately there was no fulfillment in the prosperity that he had. This man kept nothing from his eyes. He kept nothing from what he desired. But he said he hated life. That's a bad thing. Amen. You can have anything and it'll never satisfy by you unless you have God. And literally when he come to the very end of his way, he said, that's whole conclusion of the matter, fear God and keep his commandments, his whole duty of man. He said, this is the conclusion of life in general, fear God, keep his commandments, whole duty of man. And so we see here in the text tonight in verse chapter 1, chapter 3, it's just a truth, friend. As he seen it, thank God it is true. The Bible said that everything, there is a season. And so I'm say tonight that there are seasons of life. I believe there's four seasons in as far as we look at, thank God, winter, spring, summer, fall. But there are seasons of life. Amen. Seasons in our age. Seasons in our spiritual walk. Spiritual growth. There are seasons. There's a period of time. Thank God, there is a season. It says here, in a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now, the word purpose there is a key word because God does everything by purpose and for a purpose. Everything God does in your life. Amen. You say, wonder why God chose that time. Well, that's what God wanted. You got to remember this. God's in control of all things. He does as he pleases with whom he pleases. His people are tonight predetermined to be conformed to the image of his son. And God does things in and through them. In fact, Mary, when she magnified God, she thanked him for what he done to her. Amen. And so here we look here tonight. The Bible said there's a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. And the Ecclesiastes writer, which we believe to be Solomon, the preacher, thank God, he went on with these things of a time that he gave. And I want to concentrate tonight on verse 2, thank God, where he said there's a time to be born and a time to die. You see, he didn't say there was a time to live because there's a lot of people that don't never live. They die at birth. Amen. And so he couldn't say that. In general, there is a time. Amen. But thank God, what's any faster than life? What's any faster than the fleeing days that we have? And you take between birth and death, it's very short. Amen. And I want to preach tonight to you a little bit on what you're going to do between that day you're born and to between that day of birth and death. Tonight, I stand here at 59 years old, and I know that my time is not as long as it used to be. And I got to take an inventory tonight on seeing, and with the life God's given me, what have I accomplished for the God of heaven? What have I done for God? What would my life record be tonight when I stand before God? Have I concentrated more on myself than I have the gospel and the ministry of the grace of God? I'll say this tonight, every Christian needs to ask yourself that question. If you live, and I've done this today, I didn't count it up, I just got it. If I live 70 years, I've lived 25,550 days. Amen. Listen, Methuselah lived 969 years. Think about this. This is how many days Methuselah had on earth. In 969, he lived 353,685 days. But what would that can't be compared to eternity. It's not a drop in a bucket. Amen. It's not, friend. You can live a long time here. Thank God. I don't know what a long time is. Brother Sheets and them was talking about a man or somebody 99 years old that they met. But what's 99 compared to eternity? I believe this tonight. I believe God's going to judge His people not on the quantity, but the quality. I believe God's going to judge the people on the motive and the desire and the genuineness, thank God, of what we've done for Him between birth and death. I know somewhere between there, as a believer, that you're going to have to be born again and be saved. Amen. And because of that birth of God, then He takes away the past. Amen. There's no more judgment on the past. There's no more remembrance of the past. As far as in the eyes of God, there's not. As far as remembering our sin, He said, I'll remember them no more. But I will say this tonight. Thank God, friend, from the day I got saved, amen, to the day right now, there's a day of accountability when I stand before God. Every man will give an account of himself to God. I can't give an account of Danny tonight, and he can't give an account of me tonight. But he will give an account of himself. Amen. When I lay my head down tonight, thank God I've got to look back on this day and see who I might have helped. See who I might have affected in the kingdom of God and what God wants me to do. I do not know how long I'll live, and you don't neither. Amen. I just read this the past week that a man was at the ocean and a wave hit him and broke his neck and killed him. That's right. He wasn't thinking about that, and you won't be thinking about it neither unless God allows you to lay on a deathbed and, my friend, die a slow death. But I'm telling this tonight, it can come as fast as that. Amen, friend. Listen, I believe tonight every man's got a day to be born, and every man's got a day to die. I believe Job said there's boundaries that a man cannot pass. I believe, thank God, that when a man's born, amen, before he's ever born, God's got days numbered in his own life. They're like a hand breath. Thank God, they're like a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. And there, my friend tonight, thank God, there's been a lot of people in my day here for 30 years about the church that we've been by the cemetery. Thank God, with blessed saints of God that's gone on to be with Jesus. Amen, friend. They can't live forever here. You can't live forever here. Thank God, his old brother James Shaver, thank God, said, amen, the older you get, let's go ahead and count on it. You're going to die. Amen. That's right. You're going to one day, and I'm going to. Amen. Not many people drive by a cemetery and think that could be me. Not many people drive by a funeral home and think, well, I do have an appointed time with it. Amen. To die. And not many people think about death, especially the younger you are, the lesser you think. The older you are, the more you think. Amen. But Jesus said, if he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We have that hope tonight, thank God. Really great. He said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints. And Jesus Christ, thank God, died that we might live. And so death tonight, Paul says, gain. He said, if I die, thank God, I'm gaining. He said, it's more of a gain, thank God, than a loss. Amen. I know tonight, thank God, that if one of us died during this service, we'd be sad. Amen. We'd have sorrow. Sorrow not as others, which have no hope. Thank God, Christ is coming. Amen. And we have that hope tonight. Why? Thank God, he said, don't sorrow. Amen. But buddy, I'm telling you, thank God, them are saved. Amen. And leave out their bed. Off. Amen. They wouldn't want to come back to us anyhow. Why would you want to go to a perfect place and come back to an imperfect place? Why would you want to be in the presence of God and come back and live in a sin-cursed world? Amen. I mean, I love my church. I ain't going to love my family. I ain't going to love the Lord. But I'm telling you, thank God, friend, what's better than being with Him? Amen. To live is Christ, to die is gain. But between birth and death. Amen. I want to know what my life is tonight. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you this tonight. set time. It's a set time. You got one life. You got one life. One. That's all you got. Boys, I'm telling you, do you take these little babies around here? They got, I mean, think about it. I can remember, son. I try to take my mind back. I really can remember probably back to at least 5 and 6 years old. Maybe just a hint of something before then. But I can remember, thank God, getting on the school bus for the first time. I can remember Mama standing out there at the school bus. Amen. To stop at our house, and that school bus come in, bus 88. And I can remember her putting us on the school bus, and this big old football player, thank God he let me sit in the front seat with him. Amen. And I remember that. I mean, I remember that I was 7 years old when I went to school. Amen. I remember these things. I remember going to kindergarten before that. But I'm telling you, friend, here I stand today, 60 years old this year, and it's just like a fleeting thing. It's just like it's going by faster and faster. I told somebody the other day, I said, here it is about the end of July, and it just seemed like it was the first of the year. And it seems it just goes by and goes by. And so I want to say tonight that you have, thank God, some time tonight. Amen. I don't know how much time you got, but you got some time. Amen. We don't know how long we got on this earth. I don't know where people think God's promised them, even though there was a commandment with promise. Amen. I don't know where people think God promised them so many years and so many days. But God don't promise that. Amen. I want to say this, that I got confidence tonight that I'm in the will of God. And brother, that's why I want to die. Amen. I'm confident tonight that my life is in the hand of God. I'm confident tonight that I'll live as long as God wants me to. I'm confident that I'll preach as long as God wants me to preach. I'm confident, thank God, tonight that I'm His and He's mine. But I still don't know how long I'll stay here. It's not up to me, it's up to Him. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, the old timers had it right when they'd always say, Lord willing. I was always a little unsure. When I was a child, I'd go next door to my grandparents' house. They was like gold to me. Amen. And I'd always say to Papa, I'd say, Papa, I'll see you tomorrow. And if he didn't say okay, I'd kept telling that till he did. It just had an assurance in my mind I was going to get to see him tomorrow. Amen. He would say, he'd say, Lord willing. Amen. Okay. Thank God. But if he didn't answer me, I'd say it till he did. That's just the way I'm built. I want to know, don't you? But there's things I didn't know at that time that I did not know what could take place. But I'll tell you, God gave me 85 years in this life, and He was a blessing to me. He got saved and was faithful to the house of God, baptized Him here into the church. But I'm telling you, when He died, I'm telling you, brother, I knew things would change. I know that death changes a lot of things. It's one of the hardest things. Even though Jesus took the sting out, it's still a very difficult thing. You could go back to the people in your life, thank God, my friend, and see exactly what I'm preaching about. You know what I'm saying is right. It is a day of dying. Are going to do it. I don't look for it. I don't want it. I mean, I don't. As far as seeing some loved ones and church people. And Brother Robert reminds me that I'm not going to be here much longer with you. But I say, don't say that. Say, I'll be here as long as God wants me here. Amen. I hope He lives, thank God, as long as I live. Amen. I'd like to go up in the call up in the number together, wouldn't you? Thank God, it'd be a blessing tonight. Thank God. If the Lord said, come up hither. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, say, who's going, preacher? Them the saved. Thank God, not everybody's going. But I believe you got the seal of God on you. Amen. You're going up. Amen. Before we're going to hear His voice, it says, come up hither. But between that day I was born in November 25, 1959, I stand here on July 24, 2019, and I'm telling you tonight, friend, thank God there's nothing more important, thank God, in how you live your life. He's given you a life to live. I say this tonight, not what you do with it, or you allow Him or submit to Him to work in your life and be use of God. I'm telling you, thank God for it. There's probably people in the Bible, them four men that carried that man to Jesus and let him down through the roof. There might not have been another thing said about them. But I'm telling you what, that was said about them. And brother, could they've been born for that purpose, you better believe it. Amen. That's right. God has purposes. Amen. I thought about the God Methuselah, 969 years. But the Bible don't say a lot about what he did every day. Amen. But I'm telling you, Enoch, 365 years, and he was not, for God took him. But it don't say, it says he preached and he prophesied. But we don't know how many times he did. We know Noah's a preacher of righteousness. We don't know how many times he preached. I'm telling you, God's a keeping the record tonight. Amen. I live for now, not yesterday, because now's all I got. I don't live for tomorrow. It's not here yet. Thank God I'm going to live for now. So if I can get the mind of God for now and fulfill what he wants in my life, thank God I'm doing all right. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, there's a time between the day you're born and the time you die. Amen. Notice this here. I want to say a few things tonight. I want to make much of Jesus while I'm here. I think one of the greatest testimonies in this Bible is when Peter and John, thank God, spake that word to that crowd. And this is what they said. When they took knowledge of them, they had been with Jesus. That's one of the best testimonies you can have. Them people have been with Jesus. Amen. Not that they're just Baptists, even though I'm a Baptist. Amen. I've been with Jesus. That's the best compliment. That's the best thing somebody can say about your life. Amen. They see Jesus in your life. Amen. No matter where you at, thank God you don't change. Amen. From one crowd to another, where Jesus went, he done what was necessary. Amen. He might not say the same thing, but I'm telling you, he's the same man with the same gospel, with the same message, with the same love, with the same compassion. Thank God that them sheep without a shepherd. I'm telling you that we need to live and make much of Jesus. Amen. That's right. The church here, thank God, ought to have a testimony that love Jesus. That's right. Amen. You know how you know you love God? You love me. You know how you know I love God? I love you. That's right. How can a man say he loves God and hates his brother? You can't love God and hate the brother. Amen. Right here is the love of God shown abroad, shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, that we love one another. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, it wouldn't be nothing better if I died right now. And you could walk by my coffin and say, he loved me. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I tell you, I take value in that. I'm telling you, we ought to make much of him. I'm telling you, he's a worthy lamb. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'll tell you something else. We ought to make much of worship in that time. That means that we adore Christ. That means, praise God, that we have personal worship for Him and with Him. Amen. That's right. That ought to be, praise God, in this little time we have. I mean, brother, think about this. You take a time in a day. Amen. Well, we probably sleep about 7 or 8, I guess. I don't know what you sleep. I'm about 7 or 8 hours. Amen. But then you take eating. Amen. Oh, we probably eat at least a couple hours a day. Amen. That'd be 10 hours, so you got 14 left. Amen. You got a lot of things you got to do. You take some of that. Thank God. How much time do we really waste during a day? How much time do we really just do what we want to? You see, let me say something tonight. When I thought about this message and been thinking about my own life, I think, how much is my life dictated by what I want instead of what the will of God is? How much time do I put in my desires instead of His desires? Amen. God made us, thank God, to be saved. God made us, thank God, to be born again. Amen. You wouldn't be saved if He hadn't, thank God, saved you and birthed you in the family of God. Amen. God saves us because we're sinners. And I'm telling this tonight, friend. Thank God. God made you to make you out of you, thank God, my friend, a Christian, and somebody to glorify Him and somebody to magnify Him. On earth, we're in the few. Thank God. But I'm telling you, God wants you to worship Him tonight above all things. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, you got a little capsule of time now. No, we don't have much. He said, it's here. It's like that vapor on that stove
or that mist or that dew in the morning drops and the evening is gone. Like a handbreadth, boys. You sit here, how are you, 10 now? 11. You sit here 11 years old. I remember when I was 11 years old. Played Little League Baseball, sent for the Granite Quarry Reds. Amen. I was in the 5th grade, 6th grade. Had Miss Gibson in the 5th grade, Miss Lentz in the 6th. Boy, she was rough on us. Amen. I caught her when I got saved, told her I got saved. I was such a rascal in there. Amen. I said, I'm going to tell you, Miss Lentz, I got saved. She said, you did? I said, yeah. I want to call and tell you because I know I need to repent toward you. Amen. That's right. She said, boy, I'm glad to hear that. Amen. She was in the Baptist church. Amen. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, friend, can you go back to them times and remember? I mean, you're not that old, but I'm telling you, get up my age. Amen. That's why antique shops look good, praise God. Amen. Them's the toys I said that we played with when we was kids. Amen. I'm just saying it runs by so fast. I thought, friend, I remember going to Methodist church when I was a child. Amen. Thank God, friend, here I am in the church. The same preaching. Thank God, what will the church be? If God don't send His Son to come, thank God, 30 years from now, what will it be? I'm going to tell you what it'll be. Listen to me. What we make it right now. What did He tell them people? He said, put them stones out there. He said, I want you to be able to tell your children great things God done. What's Psalm 78? They show the praise of God of them, of the generation to come, that they might show them to their children, and their children might show them to their children. It's all about that passing down thing. Amen. Even though that was talking about the Jews, I'm telling you, that's an application of truth in the Bible. Amen, son. I'm telling you what He's saying in the New Testament. He said, yeah, Lois had that. Eunice had that. Timothy had that. Thank God, Timothy preaching the Word of God now. Amen. He's a son of the faith. Amen. I'm telling you, He said, I persuade you got the same faith that your grandma and mother had. It's a generation thing. Thank God, keep your youngins in the house of God. Keep them in the Word of God. Thank God, worship yourself. Let them know what you got is worth something. Amen. That's right. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, I wonder if I'd want some things some people say they got. Amen. I'm telling you, in a time of life, amen, you ought to give much worship to Him. I'll tell you this too. Thank God I believe this too. I'm just telling you what means a lot to me and what I've tried to apply myself to since I've been saved. Applying myself to the Bible. Worship. I want to worship. I love to worship. I tell Him, so Lord, I want to give all I got this morning. Whatever I preach, I want to give all I got. I want to worship all I got. I want to give all. He said, all this is in me. Bless His holy name. I mean, everything in me. I want to do it. Amen. Sometimes I'm running a little low on gas. But I tell you, thank God, I know where the fill-up station is. And I know where to work. And then I don't have much time left. Thank God, give me all I got. Amen. That's right. I tell you, something else means a lot to me is friendships. I put a lot of effort in friendships. I really do. Why, preacher? Because a friend loves at all times. Jesus is the best friend ever had. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you what. He's the best friend. You can go to Him, tell Him anything. He knows it before you ever tell Him.
Yes, He does.
That's a blessing. He knows you. Thank God. Somebody said, well, I wouldn't want the preacher to know what I thought. Praise God, buddy. I wouldn't want you to know what I thought sometimes. But I'm telling you, He knows what you thought. Yeah. He knows what you think, amen. That's right. He knows He knows, thank God, when you get down to pray to Him and you're honest from your heart, you're desiring things from Him. Amen. He ain't giving it to you because you're good. He's giving it to you because you're a child. Amen, brother. He ain't, thank God, He does bless righteousness. He does bless. He won't withhold one good thing from them that walk uprightly. That's a whole lot better when you're closer to Him. But I'm telling you, brother, if you're His child or not, He wants to do more for you than you won't, amen. What about friendships? What about the friendships of the brethren? My friendships stand on common ground. Now, I can have secular friendships, but it's very shallow. Very shallow. Amen. Very shallow. I can have a friendship on sports talk, but it's very shallow. It's nothing deep. It's nothing in the heart. It's just surface stuff from the mind that is your interest. Some people can have fellowship on deer hunting. Some people can have fellowship on cars. Some people have fellowship on shopping. That's just the way it is. Gardening, whatever it is. Amen. That's right. Thank God I planted 10 rows of corn. Amen. And somebody says, yeah, I planted 5. You can talk an hour for that. Thank God people talk about what they did in their garden. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying the fellowship ain't based on that. The fellowship's based on the cross. The fellowship's based in the Spirit. Thank God, friend, I'm not interested. Thank God in a lot of the world. Things. I'm more interested in the things of God. That's why I want to talk about them. That's why we ought to edify one another with them. I'm not against talking about them other things. I think it's all right. But it ain't going to stand in the time. What stands in time is two fellows in the same ship and having friendship. Amen. And so I want to be a friend of sinners. I want to be a friend of sinners. People say, I don't say you be their friend. You know what they did. I said, well, God help. He doesn't cut me off. Put me in hell. If it hadn't been for the grace of God. Amen. Buddy, listen. There's some things I don't like and I won't fellowship. I will not fellowship with unnatural sins. I won't do it. I'll give them the gospel. But I'm not sitting down at the table and fellowshipping with people that's living unnatural. I won't do it by the help of God. Not unless the Holy Spirit says, sit down and tell them the gospel, I will. But I ain't going to sit down and debate with him whether same-sex marriage is all right, because it ain't. It's unnatural. Amen. That's sin. There's a lot of things that's sin. An old brother, Seifert, he was teaching at the Lenore College, and they said, I got two things I want you preachers to remember. Church is made of people, and people sin. And I'm one of them. And you'll not find no perfect people. You'll find the perfect God in the people. Amen. And here's the thing tonight, brother. You're flesh. And that's right. I'm flesh. That old sinner that walks in that back door, he's flesh. That old guy's got an earring in his ear. It is a little weird. But he's flesh. I asked a guy one time, I said, why would you want to put an earring in your ear for? He said, I don't know. I said, everybody else doing it? He said, I reckon. I thought, God help. But, here's the thing, folks. This is the world we live in now. Do I like it? No. I was raised in a different day. I wasn't raised with people covering their hair purple. I wasn't raised with people putting piercings in their tongue, tattooing their body up all over the place. The only body that had tattoos when I was growing up was people in the service. I mean, but now it's become, and listen, it ain't accepted by God. God didn't tell them to do that. But the thing of it is, what I'm saying is, amen, they still got a heart needs God. Amen. Do you think God looks at the soul of man? He come to save their soul, friend. That body's going back to the ground, but still it's a testimony. And I'm saying tonight, thank God, I want to be a friend of sinners. Amen. Jesus went by a well and a woman been married 5 times. My friend was with a man, wasn't her husband. But thank God, he has something to give her. Amen. Man running around naked in the graveyard, cutting himself. No man could tame him. Jesus gets off the boat and casts the devils out, and now he's in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. And ain't one of you and me neither would have tried to reach that man. If we had rode by a graveyard and saw a man running around in his underwear, taking rocks and cutting himself, thank God the psychiatrist has been out there and he knocked him upside the head. And the police would have to put a gun on him to stop him. He was so strong he'd break his own chains. Demonic powers. That's what it was. Jesus got there and as soon as he walked in, the devil knew who he was. Amen. They said, hey, don't torment us for our time. He said, they knew who he was. Amen. It was the Son of God had all power over him. Amen. He has got power over demonic powers. And there's a lot of demonic power in the world today. People's under the influence of demonic power. Hey, God, I'm telling you, the only way they'll be broke is the Son of God walk in their life. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you what. Can I tell you something about the gospel? The only thing to break a sinner. It's not your psychology. Or not you trying to talk to them sweet words that ain't going to work. It's going to be the power of God. Amen. Going to lay down on a psychiatrist's couch ain't going to break them from demonic power. Amen. I'm not being ugly about it. I'm just being truthful. Amen. No human wisdom can deliver a soul. It takes the power of God. It's not by the wisdom of men, it's by the power of God. He confounded the wise. Amen. Here this man stands, brother. And Jesus commanded them devils out of them, 2,000 of them. And God got them hogs and ran down the hill into the steep hill. They got into the lake and drowned every one of them. Amen. And that hog farmer, all them hog farmers went back and told the rest of the crowd. Amen. They came out and tried to run him off. They did. He didn't have to leave under there. Saying, but he did. Amen. That man wanted to go with him. Jesus said, no, you go tell your family. Go preach to your home. Thank God right here. Well, you need to be right in the midst of them. Thank God you got God with you. And the power of God can deliver them. Amen. That's right. Amen. Don't tell me he didn't come for sinners. Amen. He come for the wickedest. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Amen. And tell you what, son. He come and got a hold of an old wretch like me. Lost and going to hell. I had as much deceit in me as, thank God, any man would have. Full of deceit and lies. God had mercy on me. Saved my soul. Amen. That's right. I won't make much of my friendship. I won't say this tonight. I want to make much of the family God give me as long as the life in me. To make much of the family God give me. Amen. That's right. I look at them growing up. Amen. Them little boys here. There's something about moments. Moments. You know what I'm talking about. There are special moments in your mind that you have great memories of the moments of Haiti, the moments that you and your wife had down through the years. Amen. Can I tell you something? You can't make moments. They happen. You can put yourself in a position for them, but they happen. I remember one year, me and my wife was out of town. We went down to a mall, and I'll never forget this. It was just wonderful how it happened. The Holy Ghost said, buy her that ring over there. So I went and bought a little ring, put it in my pocket. We got down there at the shopping center. She's sitting in the car. I said, I want to tell you I love you. It's a little bit more passionate than what I'm telling you. Amen. And I reached in my pocket and I said, I wanted to give you this. And she broke down and crying. I started crying and we hugged one another. There wasn't no money by that moment. I mean, I'll never forget some of the moments of life and just enjoying one another and the blessings of God. Amen. Seeing little old children born in the world. Amen. And then that boy, when he was born, Matt, and then Mandy born. Grow up in the home. Now they got children, my grandchildren. I don't know. I mean, I guess first time you ever hear a little grandchild say, Papa, it's a melter, son. It really is. It tears you up. It'll get you, brother. It's going to get you. Amen. It's going to get you. It's going to get you. Amen. You'll say, you told me so. I know it will. It's going to get you. Amen. Thank God. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you. Amen. Thank God, buddy. Me and Levi, we've got a lot of them. We used to go a lot of places with him. He'd go with us. I'll tell you one of his bad ones. I'll be through here. We took him to an auction sale one time. He's about 3 or 4 years old. My wife never sees him out of here. And we was collecting knives for him, so I bought him a knife. Had a bear picture on it. We got it there. And it was, you know how the knives open in that little case it comes with. He said, I want that knife. I said, you can't have it now. Boy, he got so mad. Son, he tried to bite me. Ain't that something you remember these days? I mean, he wasn't anymore. I mean, he was up there. I was holding back laughing my head off. I thought, this is funny. This is funny. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, buddy, I could go from on all night, and you could too if I give you the floor. There's just things in your mind. Amen. Thank God, friend, for the moments and the memories. I remember when you come to my house that time. Remember that? You put your hand up that muffler and you was falling that smut on you. I'm going to tell you some of the best moments I ever had in my life. It's right in this place. Some of the best moments. I mean, to see some of you saved, born again right in this house of God. Amen. You testified. Look at you got your wife testify about being saved, bringing these children up. Your daddy, you, children, all y'all. Huh? I'll be honest with you. Money ain't even entered my mind in the moments. It's relationship.
That's what it is, bro.
It's fellowship. It's the blessings of God. Between this time of birth and this time of death, there's a life. There's a life. There's a time to be born, the time to die. Remember what Job said? The thing I feared has come upon me. I wonder about your life. You say, preacher, it's kind of been hard. I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can make a, I won't say a commitment, I'll use that word, to God, and say, from this day forward, I'm going to do what it takes to make it the best it can be. That don't mean you ain't going to have hardships. Don't mean you're not going to have troubles. If you think you're not going to have troubles, you're wrong. You're going to. I have them, don't you? Man that's born of one is a few days full of trouble. But I'm telling you what, you can take something. Listen, you can take a lemon and make lemonade with it, or you can live a sour life. That's right. You can neglect salvation and not do nothing with it, or you can take it and use it for the glory of God, and God bless you. If you start planting some things and doing some things, now I'm going to talk about this man here and what he said tonight. He had that prayer meeting going on. It kicked off good, but then it went down. God had His purpose in it. But he was open-hearted and praying about what God wanted to do. Now he kicked back up. Woman got saved. You sow to them things, God's going to bring you some reaping. Amen. There's going to be times you're going to go to that meeting and nobody hardly's going to be there, but the next time it could be somebody gets saved. Amen. Time to plant, time to pluck up. All through that, time to kill, time to, thank God, to heal. All through there, that's what he's saying right there. There's a time for this. There's always the opposite. Time to love, time to hate, time to love. Always the opposite. Always the opposite. He said, there's a time for this and a time for that. Amen. My mama taught me this. I don't know if she knew this biblical principle. Thank God when she was coming up, but I just guess it's something they say it up. She told me, she said, son, there's a time and place for everything. Basically, he said, under the sun, these things are a time. If you read the whole chapter, you'll see that he makes beautiful all things in his time. All things are made beautiful in his time because he's the one that's doing it. He's the one that's doing it. Amen. Why has Brother Danny tonight got an eye that he can't see out of? But the other eye, thank God he can. Why tonight is my vision not good for the purposes of God? He wanted me like this. But on the other end, thank God, I'm glad I can see spiritually. Amen. Amen. It's always something you can be blessed by if you think that way. If you think negative all the time, that's the way you live. There's always going to be a negativity on the matter. But I'm telling you, there's a negative. A time to hate, time to love, time to embrace, time to refrain from embracing. A time, thank God, buddy, that we've wept on one another's shoulder. There's a time that we just saw it wasn't that time. You learn that in life. That's just the way life is. Amen. What's going to be your testimony and your record between them times? That's the key. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.